I enjoy being. I enjoy being lovely. I enjoy being loving. I enjoy being full of joy. I love being me. I love learning. I love being a learner. I love being a reader. I also love being a traveler and being one to be willing to explore and launch out even when others don't have that fulfillment there. I enjoy being fulfilled. I enjoy being on this path. I enjoy being honest. I enjoy being true. I enjoy being faithful. I enjoy being holy. I enjoy being righteous. I enjoy being a singer. I enjoy being a child of the Most High God. I enjoy being the brother to Christ. I enjoy being one with all of you and all of us, including my Creator. God, you are my Creator. I enjoy being called. I enjoy being chosen. I enjoy being free to be who I have been called to be. I enjoy being about the business of you, Father. I enjoy being on my way somewhere. And on my way somewhere, I've spoken about it before, I'm on my way to oneness. So I enjoy being one and on my way to oneness. I enjoy being the light. I enjoy being one who will laugh out loud. I enjoy being a smiler. I enjoy being one who loves to embrace. I enjoy being ascended and learning what that means. I enjoy being who it is that I have been called to be. I enjoy being able to remember. And realizing that when I say remember, it's beyond perhaps anything that I've experienced in these 42 years. But I enjoy being able to see further beyond 42. I enjoy being one with my Creator. I enjoy being a believer. I enjoy being on the path that is walking out truth. We have a responsibility to walk in being. And our being is a reflection of who we are. Understand that even as it comes to the study of words, being is present. The word to be and the word are or is, they are equated. They're one and the same. So to say I am is the same to say you are, is the same to say he is. Or she is. which is the same to say to be. I am to be, meaning that they are both in the present tense. So if I look at being and am, I'm looking at now. And the opportunity is to come out from the past, to rid yourself from the illusion of a future, and realize that now is all that we have, and the closest, really, that we will ever be to eternity. So being and realizing that you have a right to enjoy your being means that you have the right to enjoy right now. I've been reading. I told you all I've been reading, and I love to read. I said I enjoy being a reader. I enjoy being a writer. I enjoy being a speaker. I enjoy being able to deliver a word and a message. I enjoy being one who stands on the truth. I enjoy being a researcher. I enjoy being honest and true to once I learn something, I stand on it. Because this truth stands alone. I don't need anybody to amen me. I don't need anybody to agree with me other than the fact that unless we're one, we're going to agree with one another. So I'm going to be your amen corner and you're going to be mine. Realizing that right now is the time for learning. Right now is the time for being and showing love. So as I share, so am I. Right now, there are so many needs among us to the point where if we learn how to be, there will be no needs. Because in the very present, I can meet your need. I can be your need. That is our obligation to oneness. That is our obligation to holiness, to seek out opportunities to be who you are in necessity. In my present job there, and even former to and prior to this particular position, but they're what's called a need assessment or a gap assessment. So you look at a map and you look at where are the gaps in services. So if I were to make it very, very plain, where is the need? If I just make it very simple, the gap in gas stations, right? So I can go 100 miles without a gas station. Really? Is that, that's really a gap versus in certain areas, I can go 200-300 feet and there's a gas station right there. So of course, the more concentrated the people are, the more there be a need for certain things, or there'll be competition because we live in, you know, this society, which is all about being the owner. And then you make all the money from the, from your neighbor, which is absolutely backwards. And it's absurd. Because if you're not, if you're my neighbor, I'm one with you. I can't have more than you than me. Because I'm to be your need and you're to be mine. That's the thought here. Learning how to be. Learning how to be means that I don't have to do anything. I've said before, if I turn on a light and there's a light on right in front of me, but if I turn on a light, the light don't have to do nothing but shine. The light is what I need for it to be. Without it trying, without it doing anything, without exerting any type of energy. So imagine in being how very, very, very little energy you have to exert. When you try and when you're something that you're not, there's a whole lot of energy. There's a lot of stress. And though there presents these ailments in these physical bodies, So the reflection is, how easy do I want it? How easy do I want it? Do I want it as easy as the light has it? And the light is, and the light shines through me. The light shines through you, all of us. Do I want it that easy? Or do I want to strive and say, ooh, I got to stretch beyond those leaves and beyond that shadow. I got to look beyond and be the light. No, the light ain't thinking about the trees and the shadows. The light is just going to shine. And I guarantee, if I stand somewhere where there is not a shadow, where there is not a leaf or something blocking it, the light will shine on me without it trying to do anything, because it is being the light. That's our opportunity. So find joy in being. Find peace in your being. That is the wonderful opportunity to realize that there is your rest. The rest lies in simply being, y'all. If I can say it like that, that's where rest is. Rest is not about doing and trying to compete, trying to outdo, outbid, outlook, outsound, outword. You can't even outbe it. You can't outbe a being. Can't outbe something that it's something else that's being, because they're both being. It's all about oneness, and my oneness don't trump your oneness. Our oneness is the same, and the opportunity is to learn that. Where is your function, and how is it that you operate? And insofar as your purpose lines with your function. And when your purpose lines with your function, there you'll be. And all that's left to do is to continue to be. Again, I can't find stress in being beautiful. I enjoy being beautiful. I enjoy being a smiler. Maybe I said it. I enjoy being and even having a heart for people. I enjoy being one who tends to fruit and vegetables and flowers and herbs in the earth. I enjoy being a tiller of people and a cultivator of the land. I enjoy being a gatherer. All these things that we can find joy in versus saying that I have to stress myself out in order to earn a dollar, stress myself out in order to outshine my brother. That is upside down. I've had a problem, and I've stated this out loud before. I've had a problem with all of these different buildings that call themselves buildings with steeples. I have a problem with having so many different, I can't say so many different churches, because when you say church stands for one. But all these different buildings with all these different names of establishments and organizations that stand for the one Most High God, that to me is utterly confusing. It's utterly confusing. All of these people trying to do something versus being one. We have an amazing opportunity to be one instead of doing all this different stuff that's cluttering and confusion to the mind of the people of the Most High God. We have a right to enjoy being, and that comes from one. Let us continue to grow up together. Grace.